Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Mary DeMay, and my nephew, he's very sick. He has applied, and he has been getting Medicaid, and he has seizures, and he's got Crohn's. He sent an application in, and they called him for a phone interview, and during the phone interview, ma'am, am I going too fast? I mean, if I am, or if you're not even the person who can listen and help me.
I'm listening. I can hear you. I got you. Go ahead. I talk very quickly, too, so don't worry.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's got Crohn's. He's got seizures. Mm-hmm. He's applied for SSI 2 times, and I don't know why they denied him. And he's been getting that adult assistance for his medical and benefit, you know, because his insurance, because he has it. And he applied, and then he said that he did get a phone interview. And during the process of that interview, they told him that he needed to listen to this statement or something that he had to show an agreement to. And he said in the process of that, he was disconnected. But when he called back, they said, oh, well, they did get the information that they needed, that they would be, he'd be hearing from him in a couple of weeks.
All right. So you ended up calling a home care agency, okay? I can assist you through this process, but does he need home care services where you're going to be his caregiver and get paid to take care of him?
Oh, no, that's not who I thought I was calling. I thought I was calling the Division of Social Services.
So we work with the Division of Social Services, but this is the Division of Home Care. We can put it all in together. Right. And if he's eligible, he can assign someone of his choice to get paid to run his errands, clean the house, prep his meals. How old is he?
He's been dealing with this since he's 18. He's just turned 24.
Yeah, he can get services.
He can, but that's not what he's trying to do. He's trying to get his insurance back because his insurance is no longer covering him. And he don't know why. He applied for food stamps, and then they gave them to him, and then they cut him off. He reapplied, and everybody keeps saying they didn't get the applications, and we don't know what to do. And now,
let me see what's happening. Let me check. Let me check Medicaid. What's his first and last name?
His first name is Caden, C as in cat, A-D-E-N. His last name is Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R.
S-C-H... N-I-D-E-R. Date of birth?
No. It's S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R.
S-C-H-N...
E-I-D-E-R.
Date of birth?
2-23-02.
My son was born 12-23-02. That's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One second. I'm going to check to see real quick what's going on with his Medicaid. Let's check real quick. Do you have his Missouri Medicaid ID number or no?
Yes, I do. It is 5-5. Let me see. I wrote everything down. His grandma had open heart surgery, and he's so upset. He went to the emergency room, and they was going to admit him because his medicine, he said it's making him feel suicidal. And anyway, his ID number was 5-5-6-4-6-9-0-8.
So that's 5-5-6-4-6-9-0-8, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second while I find this information for you.
He hasn't been getting his food stamps since October, and I sent all the paperwork. I sent his paperwork back certified mail, and I know that it went, but...
Why don't you go directly into MoHealthNet? I see him here. Hold on. Let me see what's going on. MIS eligibility. He's not showing that he has any eligibility codes. Yeah.
I don't understand it. He's been on...
There's nothing. There's nothing in the system for him here. Meaning that there's nothing.
And that's what they told him. But I filled out the applications for him. They mailed paperwork. I mailed it back.
What's your name?
Certified mail. Mary DeMay. I'm his aunt.
Mary, if you want, I can help you through this process, but I have to submit a referral for not only Medicaid, but also home care services.
Okay.
If you want, I can get someone to follow up with you, assist you through this hurdle of getting his Medicaid activated and also getting him online for an in-home assessment where he can get some help with those seizures, you know, someone to assist him like you. You see all the stuff that you're doing for him right now? Calling
I've been
people.
Doing this since
you can get paid for that. You should be getting paid for it.
I've been doing this since he was 18.
Yeah, you could have been getting paid. How do you spell your last name?
DeMay, D as in David, E-M-A-Y.
And give me his address, home address.
2729 Osceola. O-S-C-E-O-L-A.
And is that Abbey Road, Boulevard?
It's Street.
Okay, and city?
St. Louis, Missouri. 63111.
And that's his address. What's a good number to reach him?
Yes. Phone number. His phone number is 314. I wrote it down just in case I thought they're going to ask me for that. I just know it. Oh, crap. I wrote it down, and I got so many notes here from people I talk to and all that. So. It's so hard to even get a person on the phone. It's just been crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible. No, it's really, it really is, though.
I'm just going to look it up on here. I mean, I should know it by heart, but I just click Caden, you know, and it just comes up.
Right.
I used to know everybody's phone number, you know?
Yeah, back in the day when okay. We didn't have no smartphones.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Let's see. It's 314.
448-448-7347. Wait. I got 314-448-7347.
I'm not worried about getting paid for anything. I worked for an insurance company for 40 years, and that's why he keeps asking me to do all this stuff. And God bless him, I will. But I just don't know what else to do. He hasn't gotten food stamps since October.
You could also go online under the MoHealthNet website, and you could check.
I did that.
Yeah, and what did they tell you?
Nothing. I keep trying to get into that. Caden went ahead and set up an app, you know, where he gave me his username PIN number.
Yeah.
And I went in there to look at it, and I can't find anything.
Yeah, I don't see anything here either. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's nothing. There's only his name, his address, and a phone, not even a phone number. And there's also the DCN number. That's it. And which is weird because there's no codes on it. There's no nothing. It doesn't say anything about the participant.
And he just went through this phone interview thing like 6 weeks ago. And ever since then, he's been trying to get back and, you know, through to somebody. And he had to go to the emergency room. And like I said, he's getting bad. That medicine that they got him on, he's got medicine for Crohn's. He's got medicine for seizures.
What's
he
a
has
good
to
email
wear a helmet.
For him?
I don't use an email for him. I text him all the
what
time.
Give me yours. Give me your email so they could email you.
Okay, M. DeMay, D-E-M-A-Y,
mm-hmm.
5, the numeric mm-hmm. number 5, at AOL.com. M. DeMay 5 at AOL.com.
No legal guardian, right?
I'm not his legal guardian, but I'm his aunt, and I've been taking care of this for
Do
forever.
You have legal documentation stating, did you go in front of a judge? Because if you're not a legal guardian, don't say that. Because then you can't get paid.
Well, I'm not a legal guardian.
Okay, so then don't say that.
I'm not.
Not with us. You can say it. Don't say it to the state neither. Because once you do that, he loses his right to self-direct.
Well, I mean, he just needs help with it. He can't even go back to his doctor, you know, and his medicine is $807
a month. No, he can't do nothing until you get this stuff up and running. That's what we're going to help you with. But I have to put in the referral for both. For not only the Medicaid, but also to show that there's a need, an urgency. And what's the need? He needs home care services. He can't bathe. He can't dress. He can't groom. He can't do nothing on his own. He needs help. So that's going to force the Medicaid department.
He is able to do those. He does do those things, though.
Okay, but he needs assistance doing them, correct?
I don't know. I mean, I never bathed him, you know, and he takes a bath by himself, but I know he went to the bathroom.
Is he afraid of tripping and falling? Is he afraid of tripping and falling when he's in the bathroom? Is there an assistive device in the bathroom?
He had a seizure in the bathroom.
That's all assistance in the bathroom. That's all assistance, even if he says he don't need it. Yes, he does. That's it. That's all you got to do. Say to him,
I don't want to do no processing of getting paid. I just want him to get his insurance back and maybe get his EBT benefits back. And
Does he have anyone else that he would like to assign? Any other friend, family, or trusted loved one that can get paid to run errands for him and assist him?
It would be just me. I mean, his grandma just said that he lives with on Osceola. She just had open heart surgery, and she's got stage 4 cancer. And he's trying to apply for something that maybe he can help her. I mean, he lives with her, and you know she can't be alone. And
yeah,
so
but
thank
he cannot
God
get
that
paid
he is,
to take care of her if he's on services.
Well,
because
right,
especially,
but see, he's not trying to get services, and I appreciate everything you're doing, and I really don't know what else to do to get his benefits back. That's mainly what he wants to do, is just get his benefits back and then, you know, get his EBT benefits back and just try to do something with his life, get him stable. He absolutely has to wear a helmet, you know, for his seizures. I mean, and then he got this
letter. Yeah, so he's not going to qualify to be a caregiver for her. I can assist the grandma, too, if you want. We could put it all in together, all at once.
Well, that's something totally separate. I'm just trying to get his medical insurance back in place.
Right. So I submitted the referral right now. The best that I can tell you, if you wanted to speak to someone live, I could give you the DFS number, direct number to DFS.
What is that?
Let me see. You could also go under DFS.com or .org. Look up Missouri MoHealth, DFS.
Missouri,
I got an ACE MoHealth. Missouri MoHealth.
Is it M-O or spelled out Missouri?
It's Mo, M-O, and then Health.
Okay.
MoHealthNet.
MoHealthNet.com or .org?
I'm not sure, either or. You could Google it, though, and they could give you the right thing. I don't work for them. I know the information that I got to give the patients, but I don't know the exact thing. So you're going to Google MoHealthNet or Missouri Medicaid. That should pop up everything you need to know about them.
On Google, Missouri Medicaid. I've done this, and I keep getting phone numbers, and I never get to talk to a person.
Number is 855. I'm going to give you a number that we use that it goes straight through the state.
Okay, 855.
1 second.
I've got 855-420-7900.
I got an 855-373.
Mm-hmm.
4636.
Okay, I have that number also.
And then are you pressing the prompts? One for Medicaid, three for a representative?
I believe I did. I mean, I've called so many numbers, and then they ask for if you know your party's extension, and I don't know an extension. How would I know that yet?
Right. So I'm going to put you down as a point of contact for everything for your nephew. Hopefully, you know, we can expedite this, you know, based on the need. It's going to go a lot quicker if you do it through the home care agency, okay? Because then you're going to get live people to do the live work. Once he gets approved and on services, you can either choose to accept the services or put them on hold until you feel that he needs it. But at least he'll have it. And he'll have his Medicaid and he'll have everything else.
Okay, so if I call this, See, I'm not, I don't, I'm telling you, I do not want to apply for services for him for home care. I'm trying to get his insurance in place so he can go to the doctor as he needs to and get his medicine.
Right, right. That's why I gave you the DFS number. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to hit the same hurdle you're hitting. It's going to be the same thing. You're going to be going through the same, you're going to go through the same stuff.
At least I got, I have a live person. Usually I don't have nobody. I don't even know how I got you. I don't even know how I got a
home. Because you're calling a home care agency. Home care agencies, they assist patients onto services. That's why we're always like, we're always live. We're always here.
I see. Okay, well, I don't know if you've got him down as applying for services such as this, but that's not what I want to do at all.
No, what I did was that I put in a referral so they can further him along with both things, Medicaid and home care.
Okay. So when I call Medicaid, and that's the DSS number, it's
855-373-4636.
Yes, ma'am. But see, we sent those applications in, and you're saying that you don't even see an application in there for benefits.
There's nothing. There's nothing, actually. There's just his name, his phone number. And you know why? Because he has not officially been approved and on Medicaid. He does not have the services yet. Either something's missing. That's why you need someone from an agency to help you, because if not, you're not going to know how to navigate it, and that's why you're going to keep hitting the same hurdle. So whether you want to or not, you have to be able to accept the help and then deny it later once he gets approved. You could be like, no, we don't need it right now, but at least you got everything he needs.
See, he's been on Medicaid services. He has had Medicaid. They just, you know, took him off of it like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, or at the very most. He's just trying to get reinstated. But you're saying that he has never even had it.
I don't see nothing in the system. I don't know. I don't, not that he's never had it, because he obviously, there's a number for him. But I don't see nothing on our end, meaning that there's nothing. There's no activity in it, meaning we don't even know what he has. It just has a Medicaid number, a name, and an address. That's it.
So when I call this DSS number and I ask about the status of his applications that he has submitted like numerous times, are they going to tell me the same thing, that they don't even have them like they did?
If they go in the system, they might, because they might not find him. But then, or they're going to tell you, well, we never received it, so please resubmit it. That's what they're going to tell you.
And you know what? And I sent it all certified mail too. And I even kept my receipt.
Filling. Yeah, but if you have the receipt, give them that. That helps. That helps. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I sent everything certified mail because every time I did it, it costed me like $10 and $15.
Yeah, just to get that information. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll try to call them again and see what happens. I appreciate you trying to help me, but I do not want to apply.
Let me give you the agency's information so you could call me if you get lost along the way, all right?
Okay.
My name is Jasmine. This is Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay. D-E-L-U-X-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my name is Jasmine, all right?
Okay, and your phone number is 314?
Yep, 501-2508.
Okay, all right, I'll try to call him. Thank you, Jasmine.
Absolutely, and you know, like I said, good luck. Call me if you get lost along the way, okay?
All right, thank you.
Goodbye. You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.